talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth. And when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence with Prince, Don Nikoloff.
Good evening or good morning, depending on what part of the country you're living in these days. It's December the 28th on the East Coast, on the West Coast, still the 27th, and somewhere in between, everywhere else. Welcome to the show. We're going to do a solo tonight. It's just going to be myself and anyone who wants to call in. I'm going to quickly give out the numbers in case you'd like to call in and talk about events that are occurring worldwide. First, I'm going to give out the toll-free number in the USA and Canada, and that's area code 888-228-4494. And a worldwide toll-free number is 877-489-6350. We've got three direct lines waiting for you to call into, all with the area code 530. The first number is 776-5154. Then second number is 776-5185. And the third number is 876-9916. Welcome your calls, comments, any questions you might have, any stories you want to share. This is going to be your show tonight. I am going to talk about some things that are on my mind and get that stuff off my chest, and hopefully we'll get some conversations going on with our listening audience. Before I jump into my first topic, I must acknowledge some very devoted listeners across the universe and all over this planet, and I want to do a shout-out to Karen, Bob, and Bill, David, Crenshaw, Sheila, Zachariah, and Jill, and yes, I'm a poet, and also the General, as well as a special shout-out to some new listeners that I just picked up tonight, and I want to give a special warm welcome to Evident Footprints, first-time listeners, Jordan, Dylan, and Blake. Welcome, and I'm happy to have you guys as new fans. Also, I want to shout out to Marianne in Arkansas, John in California, and Michael in New York. These are all off the top of my head, so if I miss some names, I apologize. I know hopefully there are thousands more that I've forgotten to mention. However, if your name is Bob or Bill, I covered you. Let's get into some current events here. We just had Christmas. Now, Christmas to a lot of us is a very, very holy time of year. It's a sacred time of year. We celebrate the birth of Christ, even though you've heard me say that my feeling about December 25th is that we celebrate really a pagan holiday. It is not the actual birth date of Christ's birth, but it has become a routine. It has become very commercial. And still, if we're celebrating Christ's birth on that date, we should honor it. I had the opportunity on Christmas Day, early in the day, starting in the morning, to do some driving. And I drove about 120 miles and saw nothing but chemtrails in the sky. These were not contrails. In fact, I noticed three jets flying at a very, very high altitude, and they were actually emitting contrails. The contrails were no longer than maybe 5 or 6 plane lengths, and they were evaporating. They were disappearing. But at a very low altitude, all across the sky, over Lake Erie, all over the city of Cleveland, all over the highways, the suburbs, everywhere, crisscrosses, X's, what appeared to be spokes in a wheel, even. They were doing designs with these chemtrails on Christmas Day. These people not only are evil, they are not only anti anything to do with God or God's Son. They are the lowest of the lowest creatures that have ever been on the face of this earth. That they would poison the population at all is an issue with me and many other people that are aware of what's going on. What is amazing to me is the amount of ignorance out there in the general public. Even after several years worth of reporting and publications on the internet, and I'm not saying myself necessarily, but I'm saying the people that know about the chemtrails and have been researching this, universities, if you contact the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta, of course, they poo-poo the whole idea and they tell you you're crazy, you're a conspiracy theorist, you don't know what you're talking about. We're being poisoned. And the excuses they give have to do with global warming. Well, they couldn't prevent global warming from happening. What makes anyone think that they can stop it once it's already taken effect? We have glaciers melting on the North Pole and probably the South Pole as well. The levels of the oceans are going to, if this melting continues at the rate it is, and there's no indication that's going to slow down, the levels of the ocean are going to rise to a level that is going to precipitate massive flooding on our shores. East Coast, West Coast, and probably areas of the North Coast as well. And you can presume the Gulf of Mexico will have the same types of problems. These disasters have been forecast, and I'm not talking about man-made tornadoes or hurricanes such as many that we've experienced. Yes, they do modify the weather. We have the technology to do that. And in the case where the damage has been so extensive by the wind, they make sure that the flood insurance that is virtually non-existent in most homeowners' insurance policies will determine that there are no payouts whatsoever, which is what happened when Hurricane Katrina hit. There is the issue of what's happening with the money of the Hurricane Katrina Fund and the fact that nothing is being fixed, nothing's being rebuilt, nothing's being repaired, not on the levels that it was destroyed in a matter of hours. And there are even the issues of the anomalies that appeared on the NOAA radar a month before the hurricane ever showed up. Those pictures were posted on various websites. Richard Hoagland's website had the digital imprints. They were infrared photographs that were on the internet and showed a hurricane landing on over the area of New Orleans that looked exactly like the hurricane that eventually landed when they called it Katrina. To get out of paying the damages, they blew up the levees and flooded the whole city. And thus the insurance companies made out like bandits because they didn't have to pay the policies for what was primarily then flood damage. Now the chemtrail issue is a sore spot with me, and it's definitely a sore spot with anyone who's come down with Morgellons disease or other types of respiratory diseases. They use the ruse that it's reflecting sunlight. What they don't want us to know is on a metaphysical level, there's a very high form of energy in the form of light coming to this planet, and light is knowledge. And with that comes wisdom. And light is truth. And with the truth comes the understanding and the realization that we've been hoodwinked, that we're constantly being lied to, that we're constantly being brainwashed. And it doesn't the brainwashing does not cease. It's worked into our educational program. It's called outcome-based education, and it's a five-step program that comes from a man who taught at the University of Leipzig from about 1875 up until the early 1900s. And his name was Wilhelm Wundt. And Wundt taught American students who were then to come back to the United States to teach our children. And the programs that Wundt had worked out are basically what we're experiencing now in our educational system. Outcome-based education. And what it deals with primarily is dumbing down the populace. Well, it doesn't surprise me when you have a dumbed-down populace that when we have chemtrails throughout the skies, and this is a phenomenon that just started in the past 10 years. We didn't used to have this. So anyone with half a brain should be able to recall having watched airplanes fly through the sky. Why is it all of a sudden they're emitting smoke or vapors or aerosol plumes, whatever you want to call them, that linger in for days? Not moments, not minutes, not hours, not just one day, but days. And they contain numerous viruses and bacteria, metals, toxic substances, ammonia, barium, gold, aluminum, anthrax, and any other manner of disease that they want to put in there. They found nano-sized polymers. Polymers are plastics that have the ability to absorb and hold moisture and release it under certain types of pressure or certain conditions. Red blood corpuscles, to the extent that last year in India, there was what they called red rain. There was so much of this red blood corpuscle material within the chemtrails that it looked like it was raining red rain. They've succeeded in dumbing down the kids, and we've got at least two generations that have been successfully dumbed down. So to try to point this out to the general public is almost a fruitless task. We can only count on those that are still able to think and recognize and discern or perceive what's going on. You can point up to the sky to a policeman or a fireman, and they don't know what they're seeing. Or if they do, they play dumb. You have people in the airlines who are quite aware of what's going on, but they don't dare tell anyone for fear of losing their jobs. And the airline mechanics, some have come out and talked about this. They've been harassed by authorities. They've lost their jobs. They've been threatened. Their families have been threatened. What kind of sickness takes over our planet to the extent that we have to spray toxic substances in the air to cause people to become sick and eventually die? And on Christmas Day of all days. And unfortunately, I have to curb my language because I'm on public radio. The language that I would use to describe these people, I would probably get a standing ovation from the listening audience. Yet the laws don't permit me to use that language. So I will keep it clean. But I will not hide my anger nor my disgust for what's going on. They treat us less than animals. Now, speaking of animals, we've had a recent tiger attack. A tiger, a wild animal that should be really living freely, has been incarcerated in a zoo, caged up in cages, or it's free to wander a fenced-in area with either a moat or barbed wire around it. And three individuals thought that they should be able to enter that animal's territory. Mind you, this is a Siberian tiger, a 350-pound animal. Now, this animal is already caged. I wonder what you would do being in a cage for your whole life, how you would react if someone tried to enter your cage. And it's fed through a metal slot in one of the gates or one of the doors that enter the animal's territory. And one of the people that entered was killed. Now, the story is that the tiger escaped and it mauled these three people. One died and two were severely injured. And they were found somewhere outside the zoo, badly injured, and rightfully so. They deserved what they got. But unfortunately, they had to shoot the animal. Why? They had to kill the animal because the animal attacked people that should have been smart enough not to go into the animal's territory in the first place. But we have our wonderful educational system to thank for giving them the brains to make such a silly decision. And unfortunately, they all weren't killed. And I mean that to sound like it sounds, because I have more pity for the animal than I do for those idiots that caused that animal's death by their actions. And then the media is talking about, well, should we be harboring wild animals like this? Read into what's going on, people. The reason we have zoos is so they can train us, get us conditioned to staying in cages or enclosed grounds like concentration camps. What other plausible reason do you have to cage up an animal or large groups of animals? And they use the pitiful excuse that these animals are being protected. Well, they didn't protect that tiger when it got shot. And it was protecting its territory. Oh, it attacked a person. They had to shoot it because of that. What else is it going to attack in the zoo besides a person? What other animal is stupid enough to enter a tiger's cage or a tiger's enclosed area but a human being? I guess that's enough said on that. That's for your own digestion, I guess. Now we have recent news of former Pakistani Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto, who had been seeking extra protection from Musharraf, who has recently declared martial law in Pakistan. And, of course, she didn't get the protection she asked for. And she was assassinated today. Or I should say yesterday now. And the media, which yesterday parroted the story about the tiger. This never ceases to amaze me. They came up with another blonde bimbo to start talking about now. Although I didn't really think she was that much of a bimbo, they're trying to make her look like one, and I'm speaking about Jessica Simpson. What's the story about Jessica Simpson? What has she done? Well, as far as I know, she still wears underwear. She doesn't get drunk. She doesn't do drugs. She's not a half-bad singer compared to some of the other ones that they've been flaunting in front of us nonstop, virtually ever since 9/11, for that matter. Her problem is she's dating Tony Romo, the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. Now, I have nothing either way for Tony Romo. He's I hear he's a good quarterback. I don't follow the Dallas Cowboys football team. I'm not ignorant of sports. I'm just not a, to me, they're not America's team. America doesn't have a country. How can it have a team? And she's dating Tony Romo. Tony Romo had a bad game. So they had to begin blaming it on his girlfriend, Jessica Simpson. And the stupid American public listens to this crap. Yes, I said crap. They listen to this crap, and then they just think we're just supposed to understand this and just buy into it. While our men and women, your children or your grandchildren, are overseas fighting for a war that we shouldn't be involved in because it was a bogus war started to just to make money for the military-industrial complex by a bunch of power-hungry, greedy criminals. They have to flaunt this in front of you. They have to flaunt the issue of a quarterback having a bad football game and blaming it on his girlfriend. And pretty much nonstop, CNN, MSNBC, all the networks, are Fox, they're all showing these pictures of this tiger. How many times do you need to see a dead tiger lying down on the ground? Why was there no concern about this tiger being caged up, ever? Why didn't they do the special stories? All of a sudden now, Bhutto gets assassinated in Pakistan, and they're over there in Pakistan doing their documentary videos. They're the experts. They knew this was going to happen. Maybe they could do a story with Jessica Simpson and Bhutto and the tiger and the chemtrails all in the same story. Maybe it would make a little bit of sense. I don't know if I sound angry or I sound disgusted or fed up or what, but what I think angers me just as much as what they're doing is the ignorance of the public. The ignorance of the dumbed-down American public. And I don't mean to say that about the listeners, because the people that listen to these shows on BBS radio are awakened individuals. They know what's going on, and they don't like it. What troubles me is there are so many people that are afraid to say anything about it, the ones that know, the ones that see it. They only want to do it behind closed door because they're consumed with the fear that they want you to feel. You see, they show you this murder, it's murder. The tiger was murdered. A former prime minister of Pakistan was murdered. The quarterback got murdered in the football game. And we're all going to get murdered from the chemtrails. But they don't talk about the chemtrails. No, I'm a conspiracy theorist because I'm bringing out the truth. Well, I guess I'm a conspiracy theorist about Jessica Simpson, too. Although it's their story. It's not mine. I'm just commenting on it. But what in God's name does Jessica Simpson's relationship with a Dallas Cowboy quarterback have to do with what's going on in the world? Somebody explain that to me. Please, call in. Explain to me what is going on. Or am I just losing it? I think about your children who are in school getting this kind of education where the intent is to brainwash your kids, literally. Wilhelm Wundt literally used that language. That the intent is to brainwash the kids. And it's basically a simple five-step program that they use. The testing that they use has nothing to do with imparting knowledge to you. In fact, they're to refrain from including anything that would instill knowledge. They're to minimize the amount of knowledge to the extent that your children cannot think for themselves. They can't analyze problems. They can only take orders. And the test results are a complete, total reflection of that. The first step in outcome-based education is clean the slate. The instructions are to uproot all pre-existing values, religion, ideas, conditions. And that's what they do. They start very early. I talked about that about a week ago. I did a whole show on what they do starting in kindergarten. And now it even starts in preschool. But they did it to us when we were in kindergarten. Those baby boomers out there, they implemented this program at that time. It was post-World War II when the Nazis came over here and started infiltrating our schools. But they even started before then. As I mentioned, Wundt was teaching in Leipzig at the University of Leipzig. He was teaching American students who would come here to be teachers to carry out these plans. And these were the Nazis that had planned this. And the Zionists. The second step in outcome-based education is dumb them down. Omit academics and reduce knowledge to a minimum. A minimum. Reduce knowledge to a minimum. I would guess that their best students are those that work in the media. From what I see. The third step is modify their behavior. Modify their behavior. Now, why should your behavior be modified when you're a child in school? And modified to what? To accomplish what? What purpose? What goal? Give them a stimulus and create a response. Standard animal training techniques. So we're talking like maybe not the tiger. Okay, because the tiger just defended itself. That's not what they want us to know. That would be a standard animal training technique, is how a tiger is to respond to a human being. That tiger chose to take three people out. It probably perceived them as a threat. I ask you, if a tiger comes at you, are you going to try to pet it, or are you going to run, or are you going to defend yourself? What are you going to do? But in the case of them invading the tiger's territory, they got what they had coming to them. I have no pity for those people. That's an example of outcome-based education. Stimulus response, standard animal training techniques. Now, the fourth one they use is confuse their values. Okay, they're talking about the kids here. Confuse the kids' values. What's the method they use? Dialectical thinking. Technique to induce changes in thinking. So instead of thinking normally, they give you the kinds of problems that cause you to think illogically and thus act illogically to the extent that you'll never be able to make a decision. You'll never see things the way they really are. You'll always see them somehow the way they've taught you to see them, which is not based upon truth. The fifth step in outcome-based education is assess, remediate, and assess. Evidently, to assess one time is not enough. Verify that the programming has taken firm hold and brainwashing is final. Let's read that one again. Number five in outcome-based education, or what they call programming, and this is for the students in the school, assess, remediate, assess. Verify that the programming has taken firm hold and brainwashing is final. It sounds to me it's pretty cut and dry. It's pretty clear what their motives are in education. And this is something that has been around for going on 100 years, at least 80, 90 years. This has been going on in our schools. And it's reached the university level. And they can just flaunt a story in front of us. Now, anyone that thinks that this assassination in Pakistan was just some mad Pakistani trying to take this woman out, they always could have done that. Why are they doing it now? Well, Musharraf had already claimed martial law. He was voted out, as I understand it. He shouldn't even be in office. But instead of stepping down, he declares martial law, and now you've got a chaotic society. So what are they doing? Are they conditioning us for martial law? Is some ulterior agenda fulfilled through assassinating this woman? What threat was she that they had to take her and some 22 people out? End their life prematurely for no reason other than somebody was greedy, somebody was power hungry. Somebody had as much authority as God. I remember Jesus said, no man can have two masters, for you will love one and hate the other. Yet these people don't see that message at all. And that's not they're not acting, they're certainly not acting like Christians, and they don't have to be Christians. They're not acting like anyone that believes that there is a God or a creator of this universe, let alone the planet or the nature that's on this planet. After I witnessed the chemtrails on Christmas Day yesterday, I witnessed some more, not as many. For some reason, they had taken a vacation. I guess they got to open their presents on the 26th instead of on the 25th. The skies were pretty clear, except a storm front that I had predicted and a massive cloud cover ensued, just as I had predicted, because I've seen it 1,000 times, if not more. The same pattern. But we have global warming. This should be curing the problem if that's what that's what it's for. But what it's really for is to stop this higher knowledge from coming in. They think, and erroneously, they think that they can filter out these higher energies that are going to reach us and wake us up and cause us to become wise and cause us to see the truth and to know the truth and become powerful. And that's what they're afraid of. These people are spineless. They're cowards. They have to abduct children. They have to induce or coerce the kids into acts to suit their pedophilic tastes. And they violate the very laws that they create for the rest of us. It's okay for them to violate the laws. They have these rituals that they practice in their secret societies. They practice them in their secret church organizations, in their secret clubs, in their universities, in their banks, in their hideaways in the woods like Bohemian Grove. These people worship the devil. They worship Lucifer. They worship Satan. And they try to induce kids into this. And because they're cowards, they have to use drugs. And they shouldn't be doing it at all. but they have to drug the kids. Now, they have a war on drugs, but they're the biggest drug dealers are the ones that are making the laws. You see, this is the Hegelian dialectic that they taught in the outcome-based education. The duplicity. Anything goes. Do whatever you want. If you want that man's woman, take her. Do what thou wilt. The end justifies the means. That's the concept they use. That's the concept that's bringing our country to its knees financially. This is what's going on in the financial community. I've spoken about this ad nauseum as well as others, but I've not heard one person in the mainstream media tell the truth about what's going on with the finances. Why 2 million plus families are about to lose their homes to foreclosure. And it has nothing to do with their ability to pay under normal circumstances. But when you're blackmailed and extorted through a system that puts the money in their pockets, that puts the money in their offshore accounts, that lets them launder the money, that lets them buy children like they buy slaves, as they teach our kids in school that slavery died in 1865 with the stroke of a pen by Abraham Lincoln, who they had to murder to get their way. You see, the only thing they know is death and destruction. And using up the spirit and the minds and the bodies of those that they make their victims. Cowards. They're all cowards. They're all frauds. Charlatans. Imposters. Many of them are not even American. They've snuck into the country and borrowed names or created fictitious names to hide who they really are because they're cowards. And they can't say who they are. This is a heavy, heavy rant tonight, isn't it? And then they want to shut us up from saying these things, because it's the truth. The last thing they want anyone to know is the truth. So they have to create laws that to speak the truth is against the law. But it's okay to lie. Lying gets you by. Lying gets you into public office. Lying gets you to a point to where you can make $700 million as a bonus for having been the director of a bank or some stock firm. Though all of your business that you conjured up during your sojourn with that company was based on fraudulent funds, fraudulent derivatives, fraudulent hedge funds, outright theft of money, collusion with the Justice Department and law enforcement to steal people's property, and then launder the money, put the money in foreign accounts, buy drugs, sell the drugs, sell arms, get people shooting each other. And then threaten the media that if they don't report what you want them to say, that they won't have their jobs. And these people blindly follow. When you all find yourselves in hell, rotting in hell, and that's too light of a fate. For not just what you've done to this country, but what you've done to the whole world. That's much too easy of a fate. It's too easy of a way out for you. Every time I hear about someone who's invented some remarkable invention to rescue mankind from his own demise, this person is suicided in a plane crash or a car crash or a heart attack. And they can't have a normal investigation. They have to cover everything up. And so they form their little commissions with their buddies, and they pad their pockets and make sure they pad them enough so they get a kickback. And we're stupid enough to pay their salaries, to pay for their privileges, to pay for their health care. But do you have health care? They're busy figuring out ways to kill you, and you're paying them to do it. Does that make sense? Oh, but no, my government wouldn't do that. No, the politicians, no. The Republicans wouldn't do that. The Democrats wouldn't do that. No, it'd have to be the Libertarians, or it'd have to be the Green Party. Those people are conspiracy nuts. Those people are on the internet. Let me ask you, who created the internet? Who created the internet and who controls the internet? But nobody has the gall to stand up and speak the truth and tell them, point that out. The internet was supposed to be free. Name one thing that's free on the internet. And if you can name one thing that's free, name one thing that's free that's not monitored by the NSA or any other agency they want. Got people trying to hack your computer just to give you a hard time because they got nothing better to do with their lives than make everybody else miserable. Invade your privacy. I thought there were laws against peeping Toms, but it's okay for them to peep into your computer, to peep into your private life, to peep into your windows of your homes with their technology. And then there's the issue of poisoning not just your skies, but poisoning your water and your food. And then coming up with medicines to cure you from all these invented diseases, which are just more toxins to make you sicker. When are we going to realize that this is a rat race? Or it's a merry-go-round. It's just going round and round and round. Doesn't anybody want to get off? I don't know. No one's calling in. Again, I ask you to call in. I'd like to hear somebody give me some feedback. Give me your comments or tell me I'm nuts. I can take it. Maybe you're just afraid. You're afraid to hear somebody notice you speaking the truth. Thing is, this is not my message. This is not about me. I could think of more joyful things to do with my time. And you will hear me do some of those things, participate in some of those things on some of these shows. But I'm angry. I'm angry as much at the people that are unconscious of what's going on as what I experienced on Christmas Day in the skies. Over a 120-mile area. Nonstop. Spraying of toxins, poisons designed to make people get sick. There's no other purpose for it than to kill us off, regardless of what they say. And I'll debate any politician on that. I'll debate the President of the United States on national TV on that one. And I bet you I know more about it, too. I'll debate any scientist, any doctor about it. because I've researched it as much as it can be researched. But I would think the FAA certainly would be concerned about people who are spraying things in the sky. You so much point a flashlight up towards an airplane at night, and you will get the wrath of the FAA or law enforcement on you. Looks like we have a caller here. Do we have a call?
Hello, Don.
Anyone on the line?
Hello, Don. Hello.
I'm hearing a voice a little bit in the background.
Hello, Don. Hello.
I'm hearing a voice, but I'm hearing it kind of distorted.
Hello, Don. Can you hear me? Hello.
Steph, can you try to clear the sound up of that caller?
Hello.
Oh, there. There we go. Okay, we got some input.
Hello, Don.
I have an echo.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Don, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Is this Michael?
Yes, this is Michael in New York. Don, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Michael?
Hey, Don, I'm doing good. Just checking out the show. Caught some of the conversation. And thanks for taking my call, Don. I just wanted to chime in a little bit. Definitely on the chemtrails, we've got a major problem that unfortunately most Americans are still oblivious to, and it makes you scratch your head and wonder how the heck that could be, because I personally started noticing chemtrails around 96, 97. And it's really disappointing to see that a lot of Americans still are just gazing at the ground all day long and can't even look into the sky and pay attention to what's going on right above them.
Yeah, you know, I don't know how much you heard of what I said tonight, Michael, but I was pretty upset about it, seeing this on Christmas Day of all days.
Yeah, Don. Well, listen, I you got a right to be upset. I'm always upset when I see it, and it's really very, very annoying because we know exactly what they're doing, Don, and that is poisoning us and tampering with the climate and filtering out new energies, cosmic rays that are going to refine the planet. And there's a lot to be angry about. I personally, Don, when I see them flying by, I curse them, and I actually wish there was a way I could just knock them right out of the sky.
Yeah, well, that's why we have orgone generators.
Right. That's right.
The thing that's really upsetting is, I think, you know, it doesn't really matter. I thought they're doing this on Christmas Day. Seth, can you get rid of that echo, by the way? The thing that angered me more even than that they were spraying it on Christmas is that they spray it on any day.
Yeah, well, you know, Don, you got a point there, because I've noticed over the years, generally on the holidays, we're not getting hammered because I figure they got the day off too. So, you know, that since they hammered us hard on Christmas, I think that's even adding more insult to us, because they're clearly telling us Christians, hey, take your Christian holiday, and this is what we think of it. And so that's very that'll definitely stir you up as well, just knowing that it's you know, they got to do it on Christmas compared to any other holiday.
Or any other day of the week.
Yes. Normally around here, I would say we get it 4 days a week. But I've noticed consistently that the holidays, they really don't seem to be up there being active. And you figure, well, you know, they got the day off. It's a holiday. But on Christmas and they're active, yeah, there's clearly an intent there aimed at Christians in particular.
You know, there's also the point that in the vicinity of the airport, there are definite traffic patterns. There are landing patterns and there are takeoff patterns, and all the traffic diverts itself once it's reached a certain distance from the airport. These planes were crisscrossing over the suburbs in areas where I've never seen planes fly before.
Yeah, well, that's you've seen it all, I guess, on that particular day. If you're seeing the cross patterns, and they're giving you the full display of just random flying around. It's pretty blatant, right in our face.
Yeah. Well, what do you think of the other news that I brought forth? The tiger, and then we have this assassination.
Yeah.
And
well,
of course,
you know,
Jessica Simpson. Let's not forget her now.
Oh. Yeah, well, I think you're highlighting how the media just trivializes us with information and avoids telling the public the real news that, of course, we have to listen to shows like yours to hear. And it's really obviously blatant as well that the media is totally controlled. Mainstream media, don't waste your time on it. It is a controlled propaganda machine for the elite. And aside from that, the story with the tiger is very sad. I think you perfectly summed it all up. Bunch of idiots, fools, trespassing on the property of such a dangerous animal.
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen? And then for that, the animal happened to be killed because of that. It's just stupid, pure stupidity.
Well. If I love nature and I love animals and I like seeing animals, but I think I could see a picture of a tiger and kind of get an idea of what a tiger looks like. I don't really need to see a tiger suffering, being in captivity, being enclosed in an unnatural environment, totally different from its natural habitat. And its ability to express itself, if a tiger is a carnivore and it's a hunter, it needs to be someplace where it can hunt.
That animal needs a lot of room.
Oh, yes.
And
how big is a zoo?
Yeah, I never liked them since I was a kid when I got exposed to them on field trips from school or whatever. Very sad, very negative environment. The animals, just mere slaves, at the mercy of idiot mortals, some with good intentions, but nonetheless, they're slaves in the hands of idiot mortals, and how can they be happy? Just knowing that, you got to be careful approaching them. You know they're not happy.
Yeah.
Who would be happy when you're snatched from home and you're held captive in a limited amount of space, confined there for the rest of your life? I mean, you never see your own family again. I mean, my God.
Yeah, this is, when you think about the people who work at the zoos, I mean, these are not bad people. They love animals. They're taking care of these animals. You have to wonder what motivated someone to start bringing these animals to this place. Look, let's go catch some lions and tigers and monkeys and elephants and crocodiles and alligators and walruses and penguins, and let's get every animal we can find on the planet and let's put it in a cage.
That's basically it.
And let's charge people money to come look at them.
Sure. That's all it is.
Yeah, it's as though they're trying to condition us for the moment when we will be in the same environment.
Well, you got something there, Don. There's something to that one, desensitizing humans to be adjusted to the fact of having limited space and having somebody come by to feed you and check up on you and give you your orders for the day. Well, I'll tell you, Don, you got something there. There's something to that.
Well, I don't know what it's going to take. Maybe I'm wasting my time trying to wake people up. I don't know.
Well, it's not a waste of time, Don. It's a job you got to do. Of course, most of your audience, like you said, is pretty much awake, so you're preaching to the choir for your fans listening to you, but in general, constantly scattering the seeds of truth and hoping that they always land on fertile soil, that's all we can do. Sometimes the seeds will take root and grow and you get the benefits, and sometimes it just falls on rocky ground and the seeds can't take and you miss out. So there's nothing you can do about that, but you can scatter the seeds continuously and at least know that you did that.
Well, Michael, you were just what I needed tonight, just to sort of lull this show back down to the level it was at when I took over.
Well, thanks, Don. I'm glad I had that effect, but I just wanted to chime in a little bit.
Well, they were playing some nice mellow music. No, I knew I was going to go there tonight, and I had to get this off my chest because, you know, I've been sitting with this for a couple of days now, and and it just it seems to be aided and abetted by the lack of concern and consciousness of so many people. You know, a few people saw this. It's not like everybody was blind to it, but no one really has a voice to say something, or these people lack the courage to speak out about it.
Yeah, I know. It's that's how it is. I mean, they're very timid today as far as speaking up on what's on their mind, and when you do, they think you're a radical. But that's why this country's in the situation it's in, Don. The Americans are no longer living like Americans. The Americans that came before us, independent, hardworking, and all in all, very very industrious, very productive. And today, you know, and they said how they felt, and that's fine. And today, it's just the opposite.
Yeah.
You know, and it's sad. It's very sad, but that's why we're in the situation we're in here at home.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. My understanding of the word radical, actually radical is not a bad word. It's just intended to sound like a bad word.
Over the years, it's been spun around to right to seem have a negative connotation. Yes, right.
Oh yeah,
right. That's right. No, there's nothing wrong with speaking up and telling what the, you know, telling the truth. Like I say, Don. When I tell the truth, and I'm directing it at individuals, like sometimes here at local politicians here where I live. And I let them know, in like an editorial, I sum it up and I say, it's said that the truth hurts, but only those that are on the wrong side of it. As long as we're on the right side of truth, it's always good news and easy on the ears. In fact, it's always welcome to be heard. But if you're on the wrong side of it, well, sure, you're going to be hurt.
Yeah.
That's hopefully a wake-up call for those that are always on the wrong side of the truth.
Yeah. Well, Michael, we're out of time. I hate to cut you short here, bud. But
oh, that's okay, Don. Thanks for taking my call, pal.
No,
great show as always, Don.
I appreciate you calling in. Call in again.
Will do, Don. Good night now.
All right. You have a good night.
You
folks,
too.
We're out of time, folks. You've been listening to Evident Footprints on the Night Ride. And on bbsradio.com, I will be here tomorrow night with our special guest, Jim Murray, the scientist inventor. By the way, I want to mention, please go to my website, directlightproductions.com. I added a science page, and you can view the photos that Jim was talking about. It's a big collection of photos from the Bethlehem steel plant where he installed his famous dual synchronous capacitor, and it saved the company millions of dollars in electrical costs. Quite impressive to see these pictures. There are also some flying saucer pictures there too, and one of his good friend Gene Carini, who knew Nikola Tesla and worked with him. So Until tomorrow night, thanks for being with us on Evident Footprints. Thanks for listening to BBSRadio.com. Special thanks to Don Newsom and Seth for all their hard work on the audio, the engineering. It's sometimes a very thankless job, but we appreciate all the hard work. Have a good night, folks. Peace, love, and light.